Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us for today's program, we have nurse practitioner Jessica Krukenberg. She is going to be talking about pediatric healthcare up into healthcare for our young adults. Before we start into the program with Jess, I do have a few announcements that I'd like to share. Van Deest Medical Center, in partnership with other area providers, is conducting an updated community health needs assessment for Hamilton County. We are seeking input from community members regarding the healthcare needs in Hamilton County to complete this community health needs assessment. There is a short online survey that has been developed for community members to take. And we're getting the word out. We've had it in the newspaper, on Facebook. We do want to share with listeners to encourage you to take the survey. It can be found on our website. If you go to vandeestmc.org, it's right there on the home page. Or you can check out our Facebook page to complete the survey. The deadline is August 4th of this year. I do want to stress also that all responses are confidential. And we do thank you for your participation in completing the survey. Also, I want to give a reminder, we have our Van Deest Medical Center Foundation 10th annual golf outing coming up Friday, September 26th. This is a four-person best shot. It will be nine holes, and we're going to have it out at the Links this year. There are opportunities for sponsorship. Lunch will be included. Cart rental will be handled by the Links Golf Course. All the information can be found on our website. Again, if you go to vandeestmc.org, the registration materials are there. We're also having some live entertainment following the golf outing. This will be open to the public. It will be from 5 to 7 at the Links, so we hope you'll join us for golf, possibly for the live entertainment, or both. Proceeds from the golf outing will support patient care needs at Van Deest Medical Center. We're looking forward to a great turnout, and you're going to want to get your team signed up. We have teams registering daily, so make sure you get signed up for the 10th annual golf outing, again, taking place Friday, September 26th. And with that, we are ready to get started into our program today. As I mentioned, we have nurse practitioner Jess Krukenberg joining us for today's program. Good morning to you, Jess.
Good morning, Lori.
Thanks for being on the program.
Yes.
You are a family practice provider seeing patients of all ages, and you are a mom to young kids. Mm-hmm. So you are a perfect guest to talk about this topic on our show. I want to thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yes, it is. It's hard to believe that it is that time, but we need to be thinking about back to school reminders. So it's not too early to get kids scheduled for those school physicals, sports physicals, even well child visits. It's a great time to get on that schedule for mm-hmm. back to school. And then, of course, we want to be talking about the importance of vaccination and having kiddos just up to date on their vaccines. So I guess before we get started into our topic, I'll share with listeners, the last time we had you on the program was when you joined with us earlier this spring.
Yes, yep.
And now you've been seeing patients for the last several months. Mm-hmm. How is it going?
It's been great. I've been very busy meeting a lot of new families and a lot of new people. I've just really loved being here and meeting everybody, and it's nice to be helping.
Wonderful. Well, we're thrilled to have you as part of the team. And again, wonderful to have you back on the show. So let's start by talking about the developmental stages as we look at infants through young adults, and maybe talking about those different stages that we see in each of those age ranges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of growth and development, as you probably all know, from birth up to early adolescence. And I think it's important to have these routine visits with your provider to ensure that the child is developing in an appropriate manner and on an appropriate timeline. Now, that being said, every child does develop at their own pace and differently, but I think that's what's important about these routine checkups is that the parents and the providers can work together to understand, are things going the way they should? Are there concerns, and how can we act early?
Very good. So if we kind of break it down into those different age groups, what are we looking at with our infants from 0 to that first year as far as development?
Yeah, I would say there's kind of two parts to the 0 to 1 year. The first, 6 months is really just nutrition. You know, we just want them fed. We want them hydrated so that their bodies can start growing pretty rapidly. I think from, 4, 6 months on to a year is more of that gross motor and fine motor development, the crawling, the rolling, the walking. And that's kind of where we see a difference in many kids is some do that early, some do that late, and then there's in between. And none of that is right or wrong, but working with the provider to make sure they're meeting their developmental milestones to help them continue to grow strong and healthy in later years.
Very good. And I think too, especially for those first time parents, that's a time where you have a lot of questions, and that's a great opportunity for those parents to talk with their healthcare provider about things they're seeing or wondering if their infant should be doing this.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I think, with social media now, we see so much of what your kid should be doing or what my kid's doing or what your kid is doing. And while some of that is accurate, some of it's not. I think that's why, talking with your provider or somebody that you trust is important. So we can focus just solely on your child and not have to worry, about what we're hearing and seeing everywhere else.
Such a good point. Yes. So then if we look to early childhood, kind of from 1 to 5 years, what are we seeing there?
Yeah, so I think when I think of this age range and kind of the kiddos that I see in my own kiddos, I think a lot about speech development. Obviously, nutrition is an important part of this age range too. You want to establish good early habits with healthy food, but the speech really kind of launches them into a new world of learning and exploring. So making sure that they're meeting their milestones in terms of that, and if there's any concerns for speech impairment that needs to be acted on with therapy or any sort of intervention, this is an important time for that to take place.
And you make a good point because there may be a need for some intervention, and we have access to resources and can get those parents and kids in touch with those resources if that is needed.
Right. Yeah. And I think with kids, they're just kind of like a blank mold, and the earlier we intervene with them, the better results that we find. And I think a lot of this is counseling for parents that, if they do need intervention and they need some help, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That doesn't predict what later life will be or if they'll have struggles later, but let's just deal with the now and make sure that they have what they need now.
Right, and get them off to the best start possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very true. So then we move to that next step of middle childhood, I'll call it, the maybe 6 to 11-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And what are we seeing there for milestones?
Yeah, so I think here we see a lot more emotional development in kids, kind of forming those friendships, forming those relationships, learning more about what they like and what they don't like. Again, diet and exercise are important in this age category as well, just to continue establishing those healthy habits. We tend to see them become more active in this age range, so safety is a big thing that we touch on with parents, helmets and how to, prevent sports injuries and seat belts and those types of things. So I would say safety is a key aspect in this age range.
And that's a great time for providers like yourself to reinforce some of the importance of safety issues for kids. We hope our parents are raising their kids and sharing those But a little help and reinforcement mm-hmm. from outside yep. helps too.
Yep. Sometimes it comes across a little bit easier from somebody other than mom and dad. So I think that's where we as providers can help with that, that, you know, mom and dad, yes, they're saying this, but yes, we actually believe that it's important. So
right.
let's kind of follow that lead.
Yes, it can be heard differently from someone else.
Yes, correct.
Yes. So then we kind of go into the adolescent period, our 12 to 18 year olds, and there's all sorts of stuff going on there, but what are we really looking at as far as milestones?
Yeah, I think, you know, social, emotional, and physical changes in terms of puberty are obviously a key part of this age range. Just kind of helping them and parents kind of know what to expect. I think, again, safety is a big key component, but in a different way. We talk about safety like in social situations and with friendships, relationships. We start to hear about kids experimenting with drugs and alcohol and sexual behavior. And so establishing those safe practices in this age range is important. I know it might seem like 12 is a little young to be talking about these things or thinking about these things. But, you know, as a provider and as a parent, although my kids are not at that age yet, I think having these conversations early are important so that kids know how to react when they get to that point or when these situations happen. So I think just, again, safety in those different situations that they might be exposed to that are a little bit concerning and a little bit uncomfortable.
And I do think that is so critical, especially now when kids at this age have been exposed to social media for quite some time.
Right.
So if as a parent you're not having those conversations with your child, they're hearing it from someone mm-hmm. from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so it's not too soon to be talking about
right.
those different topics.
Right. I find, too, like in some of these visits for this age range, you know, it's a well child check, but it's also counseling for the parents. You know, we talk about make sure you know who your kids' friends are, and maybe you know who your kids' friends' parents are, and kind of their most common, you know, locations that they frequent, those types of things, so that they can kind of be aware while still giving the child some independence mm-hmm. and some room to, you know, make those mistakes and grow. But ultimately, it's about safety. And if parents aren't aware, there's just high risk for kids having, you know, unpleasant situations and uncomfortable situations.
For sure. So we definitely want to reinforce the importance of these regular checkups and vaccinations at every stage of development. Mm-hmm. What would you share in addition to that, Jess?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think vaccination is important for kids. It's not only for, you know, their medical health, but their developmental health. You know, contracting some of these diseases that we vaccinate against could impact them significantly, both medically, physically, but also developmentally. And we're really just looking to make sure that your child is healthy and is able to live the life that you want them to live, to be able to do the things that they want to be able to do. And be successful. And that's, to me, what vaccination is about. And, you know, I would say to the parents that are hesitant or uncertain, just come have a conversation. You're going to find that a lot of providers are in favor of vaccination, but we also are open-minded and willing to have those conversations about what your concerns might be. I'd rather you get that information from us versus, you know, social media. Again, you always want to verify your sources. So just come have a conversation. We're going to keep you up to date on the latest information. And just remember, in the end, we really want what's best for your kiddo.
Mm-hmm. And I think you raised such an important point there, because we do have information at mm-hmm. our fingertips, and there's a lot of misinformation that is out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're reading something or you've heard something and you're not sure and it's causing concern, raising questions for you regarding vaccination, talk to your healthcare
mm-hmm.
provider,
mm-hmm.
your primary care provider. take an article in, share mm-hmm. a link, whatever that might be, so that you can have that open discussion
yeah.
and get your questions answered.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't have to be such a controversial topic. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's patients' rights. And we're never going to force you into something that you're not comfortable doing. But we want to make sure that you are well informed of, mm-hmm. You know, the decisions that you're making. So it's really an open-minded conversation. And with the best intentions.
Right. And again, vaccinations protect not only the kids, the individual, but you're protecting your family, the mm-hmm. community, mm-hmm. against the spread of potentially a contagious disease.
Yep, exactly.
Yes. So let's move into maybe some common health issues that affect children and young adults, mm-hmm. And maybe kind of we'll go through those age ranges again, and maybe have you talk about what you see in your practice.
Sure. Yeah. I would say the younger kids, a lot of times we see, you know, upper respiratory infections, whether bacterial or viral, a lot of coughing, strep throat, you know, seasonal viruses like influenza. I think one point I would make in terms of that type of diagnosis is a lot of what we recommend, as you'll hear often, is supportive care. And that supportive care just includes making sure the child is well hydrated, making sure that they're comfortable if they have a fever, just those things that you can do at home to make things a little bit easier for them while this illness kind of runs its course. But again, kind of back to the vaccinations and really anything, if there's concerns, you bring them in. We're happy to see them anytime and see them multiple times if we need to, just making sure that they're staying healthy.
Mm-hmm. So. If we move into kind of that middle childhood mm-hmm. range,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably skin conditions, allergies, rashes. We see a lot of that kind of all year round. And those are difficult because a lot of times we don't have an answer, right? There's not a good way to say, well, the rash showed up 4 days ago and I don't know what they were doing then or what they were exposed to. So it's reassuring parents that, yes, we see the rash. No, we don't know where this came from, but this is how we're going to treat it. Mm-hmm. I know in this world, we kind of want that instant gratification and that instant answer. We don't get that with rashes, and I think most dermatology providers would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, and that is the thing with medicine. It's a science. Mm-hmm. And I do think we, as a society, have come to going to our healthcare provider and getting a prescription or whatever it might be, a quick turnaround, a quick mm-hmm. fix. And mm-hmm. sometimes we don't know yeah. what's causing things.
Right.
And sometimes it maybe takes a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a culture that has to be sent in
mm-hmm.
And can take a couple days before yep. we find answers. And so there
yep.
can be patients that's
yes.
involved
yes.
in the process.
And it's hard. I mean, as a patient myself, from mm-hmm. time to time, I get it. When you don't feel good or something's wrong, it's hard to wait. But sometimes in diagnosing and treatment, there's a little bit of discomfort along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just always checking in with your provider. If you have concerns, just keep coming back. We'll figure it out eventually.
Get to the bottom of it.
Yep.
For sure. So how about our young adults? Maybe some of the more common health issues
mm-hmm.
you see with them.
Yeah, I would say young adults, probably number one would be sports injuries. That's pretty common in this age. And, you know, just different things that are happening in their activities. Those are, you know, not always a quick fix and a quick diagnosis either. So patients with that. I think another thing we start to see in this age group is like the exercise-induced asthma. Kids are starting to, you know, you hear wheezing when they're out on the soccer field, or they're stamina isn't as good in basketball drills. And sometimes we do just get that exercise-induced asthma that needs some inhalers or some albuterol treatment, and then they can continue on their way and they don't have any restrictions moving forward. But that does require a provider visit and a provider face-to-face to diagnose. So don't be miserable during your sports mm-hmm. activities. Come in and see us and make sure that something more serious isn't going on.
Right. And that's where it would be, you know, listen to your kids. Mm-hmm. And if they are coming home from that practice and mm-hmm. just saying, Mom, Dad, I don't know, I just have mm-hmm. a hard time breathing.
Yeah.
You know, it. Make sure that you're tuning in to what's mm-hmm. going on. If something is different for them, then right. maybe even the year before they right. were out for the same activity, but mm-hmm. this year it's something different's going on.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, it's important for all of us. We want children and adults to be healthy, mm-hmm. but I think, you know, especially when it comes to kiddos, like, you'd rather be safe than sorry, because we don't, you know, want something to prevent them from being healthy in the future or having long-term chronic medical conditions that maybe don't need to be a part of their life. Right. So,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Very good. So, talking about adolescence. Mm-hmm. This is such a unique time for young adults to navigate. There's so much going on. Their bodies are changing. They're experiencing different things. And this all affects their emotional well-being and their mental health. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's take some time to talk about the challenges that this group is going through mm-hmm. and what parents need to be watching for.
Yeah, I think one thing that I tell parents in this age range, the importance of being available to them, having an adult that the child feels comfortable going to, whether it's in time of crisis or fear or to have a conversation, making sure they have that person. I think there's kind of this fine line, especially in this day and age, we see more of parents being friend versus parent. And we tend to think that in order to be available and for them to be an open book to us, we have to be their friend. I can tell you, you can walk both lines, mm-hmm. still be the parent, still be the friend, and have them be open with you about what's going on in their life. So finding a way to establish that, I think, is really important. I think the other thing to watch for in kids this age are behavior changes. That could indicate that something is going on, whether it's a physical change they're experiencing or a mental change that they're experiencing or some, you know, concern at school or with their friends or in their relationships. Oftentimes we'll start to see some isolation mm-hmm. Or kind of some anger. You know, they might snap more quickly than they normally would. Those are some things that I tell parents to watch out for if there's concerns about something going on in their life.
So very important, because I think you're right. There are those things going on. And like you say, with kids this age group, to respect their boundaries. Mm-hmm. And also when they're needing just maybe a conversation, mm-hmm. having that support, and then respecting that information too.
Yeah. Yep. I think privacy is mm-hmm. important for this age group. You know, they really feel very independent. They really feel like they can just do it all. And we know that's not the case. But allowing them to explore that while still keeping them safe is important. And I think sometimes kids just want to vent or mm-hmm. just want to talk. They don't necessarily always want or need a response or a suggestion or a solution to their problem. Just kind of getting it out there in the open is helpful. So kind of, you know, empathetic listening is important. You know, just kind of watch their body language of how they might want you to respond. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you don't have that experience, you know, we have people here, and us as the providers are willing to be that person. I think that's another important point that, you know, in this age group of kids, when I do their well child checks, I always offer a time in privacy where mom, guardian, adult steps out so that I can talk to the kiddo about certain things and if there's anything they want to talk about. Just allowing that privacy again.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, such great information, Jess. You're touching on all of it. And I do want to reiterate, if kids at any age, but especially in this young adulthood age range, are struggling, and maybe as we get closer to back to school, there's some anxiety that parents are noticing. We have primary care providers. We also have mental health care providers mm-hmm. that are available and can meet with the kids.
Yep.
And it is a listening ear. And mm-hmm. maybe that's all they need mm-hmm. Is just someone that will listen.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that our parents and families know that resources are available here. And we'll talk more about that and how to schedule those appointments at the end of the program. Let's talk a little bit about preventive care mm-hmm. and that healthy living, because I feel like we can't stress this enough. Healthy lifestyles develop at young mm-hmm. ages, and we can be demonstrating this, living this with our kids, with mm-hmm. our families at a young age. Just the importance of nutrition and hydration mm-hmm. and exercise. What tips would you have to share with our families today?
Yeah, I think this is a hard one, especially in this day and age with the food that we have available to us, the options, and just the tablets, the screen time that's kind of always in our face. It's hard. And as a parent, I get it because I struggle with the same things. I think one thing that is important is consistency. Especially, you know, during the school year, I feel like sometimes summer kind of everything flies out the window.
Yes.
We have different routines. We're doing different things, maybe more fun things. But consistency is key. Having a schedule for, you know, that tablet, that screen time, extracurricular activities. It's a lot of work. It's busy, but get them involved. It helps not only physically, but it helps mentally, helps them to establish relationships and work on social, you know, aspects of their life. So getting them involved, consistency. And then I say with the diet is persistence. So when I counsel parents, you know, they're like, well, they don't like the vegetables. They never eat them. Or they're very picky eater and they'll only eat this one thing, you know. Having options, one thing that they will eat that you know they'll eat, and then three other things that are from the important food groups offered at every meal. And it's crazy to think, but I've done it with my own kids and it's helped, is persistence. Just keep doing that. The more they see those things, the more they're going to think, oh, well, I guess this is okay. I'm going to try it. And even more so now with kids and my kids getting older, their healthy habits start so young, so young. And they're, you know, they're going to grow up in 13, 14, be like, well, I've never liked carrots. And it's probably true because we never gave them carrots. So starting early, being consistent and being persistent is what I would recommend.
Great tips. Gosh, Jess, I appreciate it. As we look to close out the show, any last closing remarks, recommendations you want to share?
I just want to tell parents, you're doing a great job. We all know you're doing the best you can. Let us help you. Let us help your kids grow and be healthy. Try and, you know, act out what you want them to do. They are so absorbent of information and what they see. So act out the things you're wanting them to do. And just help them to be happy.
Mm-hmm. That's some great information. They are sponges, like you say, and just taking in everything. And we have a wonderful team of healthcare providers here to be your support and help you guide you through your children's really healthy lifestyle. So don't wait until the last minute. It's not too early to schedule those school physicals, sports physicals, well child visits. If you haven't stayed on top of that, it's not too late. Let's get you back on track and make sure that our kids are up to date with their vaccinations. You can schedule appointments by calling any of our clinics, Avandy's Family Health Clinic in Webster City, Stratford, Jewell, or Fort Dodge. Jess is available at our clinic in Webster City. The number to call is 515-832-7800, or very easy to go online to vandeestmc.org, our website, right on the homepage. You can schedule an appointment online. You can pick out the provider of your choice, pick out first available, whatever works best with your schedule, and it's really easy to do. So it's a great time to try it out if you haven't done the online scheduling, to do that with your upcoming appointments for your kids and getting them ready for back to school time. Jess, thanks so much for being on the program today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where our focus is you.